Hello and welcome to Pro Yaku Live here at JapaneseBaseball.com. I'm your host, Michael Westphal, for the Chibolote Marines versus Hiroshima Carp. Tsuyoshi leads off, fouling the first pitch off of Takahashi's fastball down the middle. Takes the second pitch high. One strike, one ball. The count to Tsuyoshi as this ball game started at 6 o'clock exactly. The next offering is swung on and lifted to left field. Left fielder Maeda going over and into foul territory, but the ball goes out of play. Two strikes now on Tsuyoshi Nishioka, the Marines shortstop. For the Chibolote Marines, starting order is Tsuyoshi leading off playing short. Hori bat second and play second. Fukuda is the first baseman batting third. Saburo bats fourth in center field. The fourth offering by Takahashi misses outside. Ball two. Two strikes, two balls to count to leadoff batter Tsuyoshi Nishioka. Satozaki bats fifth behind the plate. Binny plays in right field, batting sixth. Aono plays third base, batting seventh. Next pitch is fouled off and out of play to the right side. Count remains 2-2. Aono bats seventh, playing third. Takehara plays left field, batting eighth. And the pitcher for the Marines tonight is Naruse, batting ninth. 2-2 offering, swung on and lifted to center field. And one bound in front of Ogata. Base hit. So the leadoff man is aboard here in the first for the Chibolote Marines. And that'll bring up second baseman Hori. We've got rain and thunder in Yokohama, JapaneseBaseball.com's headquarters, but it's a sunny evening, sun's still out here at, where are we tonight? It's not Hiroshima. Well, we're a good deal west. First pitch to Hori, misses for ball one. Throw over to first base. Tsuyoshi back in, standing up. Onomichi, that's where we are. Onomichi, one of the third-party stadiums. Out in the countryside. Next pitch, swung on and lined foul up the left field side. Like many of the third party stadiums, this one's a little smaller than usual. And that line drive had the distance to clear the fence. That wouldn't have even come close at Chiba Marine Stadium, I don't think. Next offering, swung on and lined into left field. One bound, two bounds in front of Maeda. Base hit. So back-to-back singles by the Marines here in the first. That puts runners at first and second and nobody out for the Marines. Looking to get something going. The sun is kind of low on the horizon to left field. That may play a role on ground balls to the left side, as the sun is going to be right in the first baseman's eyes. That brings up Fukuda, batting 302. And he's swinging at the first pitch, lifting it deep to left field, right fielder Hidose goes back, backpedals a bit, makes the catch. And that's out number one, but Nishioka touches up at second base and trots into third safely. So one out, runners at the corners now. And that'll bring up center fielder Sabado. The Chivalote Marines without either Imae or Zubeta tonight, both on the DL with fractured bones in their hands. In Imae's case, it's the bone just below and between the little finger and the next finger over, ring finger. First pitch to Sabado, a check swing foul ball to the left side. One strike, no balls. For Zudetta, he had a fracture on his pinky finger. Throw over to first base. Hody's back in. We've got runners at first and third, one away here in the top of the first inning. Sun low on the horizon. Over the left field fence. The second offering misses up high. Ball one. 1-1 now the count. To the Marines, number four batter, Sabado. The 1-1 offering, swung on and lifted to right field in foul territory. First baseman Kurihara gives chase, and he drops it. The ball was in his glove and popped out. So an error on the first baseman keeps Sabado alive here. And the sun can be part of the blame there. Even with those dark sunglasses, it looked like he wasn't exactly sure where the ball was coming down, even though it came down right into his glove. But first baseman Kurihara closed his glove a little too soon. Next pitch. Fouled off and out of play to the right side. Count remains. Two strikes and a ball. Catcher Satozaki is on deck for the Marines. A next offering just misses outside. Takahashi not getting the corner call. Very good pitch there. A 2-2 offering misses outside. This one was well outside. Ball three. Full count now to Sabado leading off, or not leading off, with runners at first and third and one out here in the top of the first inning. Takahashi comes set. Shobu pitch. Swung on and fouled off and out of play to the right side. Count remains full. Throw over to first base. Hody back in, standing up. count is full to number four batter Sabato. Batting with one out, runners at first and third here in the top of the first. Another throw over to first base. Hody back in, standing up. Those of you just joining us, Tsuyoshi led off with a single to center. Hody followed with a single to left. And Fukuda flew out to right field for out number one. And Tsuyoshi took third base on the flyout. And that's where we are. Number four batter, Sabato, at the plate with the count full. Shobu pitch. Check swing. Strike three. And the runner is going. Double steal. Hody into second base. The throw is to second base. The second baseman cut the ball off through home where Tsuyoshi was going home. And the throw was not in time as Nishioka slid in through the through the block. Kuri also failed to keep a hold of the ball. So strike three and a double steal puts the Chivalote Marines up 1-0. With two away now. And that brings up Satozaki. Batting 259 on the season. Takes the first pitch down low. Ball one. The next offering misses down low. No strikes, two balls to Satozaki. The third pitch misses high and away. Ball three. No strikes, three balls to Satozaki. The fourth offering misses outside. Ball four. Satozaki takes a base on balls on four pitches. And that brings Brown Kantoku out of the Carp dugout to have a word with his pitcher. Benny is the next pitcher. Takahashi's thrown 22 pitches so far. Brown Kantoku has finished talking with his pitcher, heads back to the dugout, and that'll bring up Benny. Benny was yesterday's hero at Hiroshima Shimin Kyujo with a Gyakuten two-run home run that put the Marines up 4-2-3 at the time. And that's where the score stayed. First pitch on the inside corner called. Strike one. Runners at first and second. Two away. One run in so far. Benny's batting 309. Four home runs and 22 RBIs on the season. Next offering misses outside. Ball one. That evens the count up at 1-1. The 1-1 pitch swung on and lined foul up the left field side. Pitcher Takahashi comes set. Fourth offering to Benny, swung on a miss, strike three. So Benny goes down swinging. And that ends the first inning for the Chivalote Marines this inning. They scored one run on two hits. There was one error. And two are stranded. So at the end of half an inning, the Chivalote Marines take a 1-0 lead. Welcome back to Onomichi. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. The Chivalote Marines on a double steal take a 1-0 lead in the first. Hiroshima batting in the bottom of the first inning. They'll be sending up shortstop Soyogi, second baseman Higashide, and first baseman Kurihara. Soyogi batting .262 on the season so far. Narise on the mound for the Marines. Narise's first pitch misses up high. Ball one. Rounding up the rest of the order for the Carp. Number four is Arai playing third base. Maeda bats fifth, playing left field. Ogata in center bats sixth. Second offering misses high and away. Ball two. No strikes, two balls. To Soyogi leading off. Number 7 is Hirose playing right field. Kuri behind the plate, bats 8th, and Takahashi rounds up the lineup on the mound. Next offering misses inside, ball 3, no strikes, 3 balls to leadoff hitter Soyogi. Fourth offering, a gift strike by the umpire, high and away. One strike, three balls. The fifth offering, swung on and grounded to the left side. Tsuyoshi fields the ball just left of the second base bag, throws to Fukuda at first base, and plenty of time for out number one. That'll bring up second baseman Higashide. Higashide yesterday, with two outs, bunted the ball up the left field line for a base hit in hopes to have started a rally. They first pitch to him, misses low and away, ball one. Higashide batting .285 on the season, no home runs and 4 RBIs. Second offering misses down low, ball 2, no strikes, 2 balls. Left-handed batter facing left-handed Naruse on the mound. Next offering swung on and lifted to right field. Benny going back over the shoulder makes the catch before the warning track. So a long fly ball by Higashide Nice play by Benny on the run, making the over-the-shoulder catch for out number two. That'll bring up first baseman Kurihara. Kurihara batting 321 with 9 home runs and 32 RBIs on the season. Notice his first offering over the outside part of the plate, called strike one. Second offering swung on and lifted high to shallow center field. Second baseman going back. Center fielder comes in, and it's Sabato calling Hori off. Hori ducks down to the ground as Sabato makes the catch for out number three. So the Carp go down in order here in the first. And after one complete, Chivalote Marines lead this one by a score of 1-0. Welcome back to Onomichi, where the Hiroshima Toyo Carp are hosting the Chivalote Marines. After one complete, Marines lead this one by a score of 1-0. Aono leads off, batting 258. And he's swinging at the first pitch, grounds the ball to third baseman Arai, who's up with the ball, throws across the diamond to Kurihara in time for out number one. So one pitch, one out here in the second. That'll bring up number eight batter, Takahata. Marines left fielder tonight. Takahata batting 258, one home run and seven RBIs in limited play, 8-31. The first offering swung on and lifted to right field. Right fielder coming over next to the fence, but he won't get it as the ball goes out of play. The second offering swung on and lifted back behind the plate. Goody gives chase, but that ball goes over the backstop and into the stands. Two strikes to Takehara. Takahashi's third offering misses high and away. Ball one. Two strikes and a ball now to number eight batter, Takahata. The fourth offering swung on and lifted back behind home plate. Wind blowing in from center field. It's actually back behind home plate. The wind is very strong, blowing from center field, but in the center field flags aren't really moving. Next pitch swung on and hit deep to right field, but the ball cuts just foul of the foul pole. Count remains two strikes and a ball to Takehata. Next offering swung on a miss, strike three. Ball little in and high up at the letters, swung on a miss by Takehata. That's the third strikeout for Takahashi tonight. And that'll bring up pitcher Naruse. Naruse takes first pitch for a called strike one. This is Naruse's second game. Second offering in there for a called strike two. Naruse's only other outing, he didn't bat as they were at Chiba Marine Stadium. Next pitch swung on and fouled off to the left side. Takahashi's fourth offering on the outside corner called strike three. So the Marines down in order here in the second. And after one and a half now, Marines holding on to a 1-0 lead. Welcome back to Onomichi. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Hiroshima Toyo Carp will be sending up the heart of the order, 4, 5, and 6. Arai, Maeda, and Ogata here in the bottom of the second. Carp trailing by a score of 1-0. The one run scored on a double steal. Sabado struck out swinging. Hori took off for second. The throw to second prompted Tsuyoshi to break for home from third base. And despite Higashide cutting the ball off and throwing home, they were unable to get Tsuyoshi, scoring the first run of the game. Arai, with 14 home runs on the season, stands in, takes first pitch on the outside corner for a called strike one. Arai tied for second with 14 home runs in the Central League. Next offering swung on and lifted to right field. Binney over toward the line, camps under the ball, and makes the catch in right field for out number one. That'll bring up left fielder Maeda. 35-year-old Maeda in his 18th year, batting .292, 7 home runs. First pitch misses outside, ball one. The second offering in the dirt, ball two. Maeda with very good patience at the plate. He doesn't swing at very many bad pitches. Notice his third offering. Misses low and away. Ball three. No strikes. Three balls. To Maeda with one away. Nobody on here in the bottom of the second inning. Karp trailing 1-0. The fourth offering, that one's in there at the knees, over the plate for a called strike one. The fifth offering, swung on and grounded to the right side, second baseman Hody up with the ball, throws to first in time, two away. And that'll bring up center fielder Ogata. Ogata batting .174, no home runs, 4 RBIs. In his 18th year of professional baseball, takes first pitch for a called strike one. Second offering, misses low and away. Ball one, that evens the count up at 1-1. The 1-1 offering, that one curves in there for a called strike two. Two strikes and a ball to Ogata. Nanase. Fourth offering, misses low and away. Ball two. Evening the count up at 2-2. Two away, nobody on for the Karp here in the second. 2-2, two down. Second inning, twos are wild. Next offering, misses inside. And Ogata checks his swing. Ooh, I don't know, looked like he went around to me. The Shobu pitch, swung on and fouled off. And out of play to the right side. So we'll do it again. Notice it. Into the windup. Shobu pitch. Swung on and fouled off and out of play again. Count remains full to Ogata. The next offering, swung on and grounded through the left side into left field, base hit. So Ogata, after fouling a couple off on full count, grounds the ball through the left side for Hidoshima's first hit of the game. And that'll bring up right fielder Hidose. Hidose batting .206, one home run and four RBIs. Just 7-for-34 in limited playing time. First offering to Hidose, misses high and tight. Ball one. The second offering swung on and fouled off and out of play to the right side. Off one Carp fan who was jumping for it. Naruse comes set. The third offering to Hidose swung on and fouled off and out of play to the right side again. Two strikes and a ball. The fourth offering misses way up high. Ball two. That evens the count up at 2-2. The Carp have a runner at first base. Two out. 2-2 the count. To number seven batter, Hidose. Marines leading 1-0. Next offering misses down low. Ball three. Full count now. To Hidose. That's the second full count this inning. Next offering, swung on a miss, strike three. Hidose goes down swinging for the first strikeout by Hidose tonight. And that ends the inning for the Carp. Hiroshima got a base runner, but strand him at first. At the end of two complete now, score remains Chibolote Marines 1, Hiroshima Toyo Carp 0. Welcome back to Omichi Kyujo. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Proyaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. In the third inning, the Chibolote Marines will be sending up the top of their order in Tsuyoshi, Hori, and Fukuda. Defensively for the Carp, Takahashi is on the mound, Kuri behind the plate, Kurihara at first base, Higashide at second, Arai at third, Soyogi at short. First pitch to Nishioka, misses up high, ball one. Maeda in left field, Ogata in center, and Hirose is in right. The second offering, misses low and inside, ball two. No strikes, two balls to count to Nishioka. Third offering, Takahashi lost his balance there on the mound, but managed to throw a strike over. Called strike one. One strike, two balls, now the count. Infield a bit muddy, as it looks like it rained a great deal before the game, but a beautiful blue sky here. Next pitch, swung on and fouled off to the right side. 2-2 now the count. The 2-2 offering swung on and fell back to the backstop. Goody starts to give chase, but that one goes over the backstop. Count remains 2-2. A 2-2 offering, swung on and lined over Adai and into left field, base hit. Tsuyoshi rounds first base and holds. So Tsuyoshi, line drive, base hit over the third baseman. 2-2. That'll bring up second baseman Hori. Those of you just joining us, in the first inning, Nishioka led off with a base hit to center. Hori followed with a base hit to left. Fukuda flew out to right field with Tsuyoshi touching up and moving to third. Then, as Sabato struck out swinging, Hori broke for second base. The throw to second base. First pitch to Hori here is called strike one. The throw to second base was cut off by second baseman Higashide, who threw home where Tsuyoshi was running, and Tsuyoshi slid in and around the block by Kudi to score the first run of the game. Next offering misses low and inside, ball one. That evens the count up at 1-1. Throw over to first base. Tsuyoshi back standing up. Another throw over to first base. This one a little more serious, but Nishioka back standing up. Tsuyoshi is 11-4-16, a .688 average for stolen bases. The next offering, check swing foul ball by Hori. That brings the count to two strikes and a ball. Valentine likes to play with the heads of the opposing team, so Hiroshima very much worried that there may be a play on, as the double steal most likely shook him a little bit. The next offering swung on and grounded to third baseman Arai. Arai throws the ball to second. Nishioka slides to take out Higashide covering second. The relay to first is not in time. So fielder's choice. And Hori's on. So we've now got one out, and Fukuda at the plate. First pitch in there, over the plate at the knees for a called strike one. Fukuda flew out to right his first at bat. Throw over to first base. Hori back in standing up. It was only one step. The second offering swung on and lifted to right center field. Right fielder over towards center calls Ogata off and makes the catch in right center field for out number two. So Fukuda flies out to right. Two-way. The flags in center field really aren't moving much, but back behind the plate, they're really blowing. There's a bit of a hill beyond right and center field. First pitch to Sabato, misses low and away. Ball one. The second offering swung on and grounded to the left side. Shortstop Soyogi fields the ball, throws to second base in time. Nice play by Soyogi, making the backhand grab and on the run throwing to second base for the force. So for the Marines here in the third, they get a base runner and strand one. At the end of two and a half, Marines hold on to a 1-0 lead. Welcome back to Onomichi Kyujo. I'm Mike Westby, your host for Proyaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Narase finishes up his warm-up pitches. On the mound for the Marines, he'll be facing numbers 8, 9, and 1 batters in the Carps lineup. Kuri, Takahashi, then Soyogi. Catcher Kuri leads off. I've probably been saying Kuri this whole game. Kuda. The first pitch to Kuda. Over the outside part of the plate for a called strike one. The second offering misses outside. Ball one. One strike, one ball to count. Notices third offering misses up high. Ball two. One strike, two balls to count. The fourth offering fouled off the umpire. Two and two now the count. To Kuda. The 2-2 pitch swung on and fouled off and out of play to the right side. Count remains two strikes, two balls. 2-2 pitch, swung on and lifted to shallow left field. No, to the shortstop, and still on the infield dirt. It's Tsuyoshi who makes the catch for out number one. That'll bring up pitcher Takahashi. Takahashi, 1-for-5 on the season, 200 average, no home runs, no RBIs. The first offering in there for a called strike one. Notice's second offering, swung on a miss, strike two. Third offering, called strike three on the outside corner. So, Sunkyu Sunshine. That's the second strikeout for Naruse tonight. And the second out of the inning, that brings us back to the top of the order in Tsuyoshi. Tsuyoshi grounded out to Tsuyoshi. His first at bat, batting 260 with three home runs. First offering in there for a called strike one. The second offering over the outside part of the plate. Strike two. Nice pitch by Naruse. The third offering just misses inside. Ball one. Two strikes and a ball. To number one batter, Tsuyoshi, with two outs and nobody on here in the bottom of the third. Karp losing 1-0. Next pitch, fouled off and out of play to the right side. Count remains two strikes and a ball. Next offering misses outside. Ball two. 2-2, now the count. Tsuyoshi at the plate. 2-2, two away, nobody on. Sixth offering, swung on and fouled off to the third base coach. Count remains 2-2. The 2-2 pitch, down low, ball three. Full count now to the Karp leadoff batter. Shobu pitch, misses inside in the dirt, ball four. That's the first walk given up by Naruse tonight. And that'll bring up second baseman Higashide, batting with two away. And a runner at first here in the bottom of the third. Left-handed batter batting 283, no home runs and four RBIs. Flew out to right his first at bat. First offering, called strike one on the outside corner. Naruse good at getting the first strike over. Over the last five games, Higashide batting 450. Next offering, swung on and lifted to center field, but Savio just takes one step back and one step to his right to make the catch for out number three. So the Carp here in the third get a base runner, but strand him at the end of three complete. Score remains Chibolote Marines 1, Hiroshima Toyo Carp 0. Welcome back to Onomichi. I'm Michael Westphal, your host for Pro Yaki Live here at JapaneseBaseball.com. A beautiful sunset over the hills, just beyond the left field fence, as we go into the fourth inning. In the fourth, the Chibolote Marines will be sending up numbers 5, 6, and 7 batters, Satozaki, Benny, and Aono. Satozaki batting 259, 3 home runs and 24 RBIs on the season. Drew Walk his first at bat. Next offering misses low and away. Ball 1. No strike. 1 ball. The second offering swung on and grounded to the right side. Kurihara dives for the ball. Fields it, throws to covering Takahashi, but the ball is in and out of his glove. Kurihara did a good job getting to the ball, diving stop, keeping the ball from going into right field, but the throw to the covering Takahashi was behind him. So Takahashi was unable to get the ball all the way into his glove. Satozaki then slid in safe as the ball rolled away from the covering pitcher. And that brings up Benny with runner on and nobody out. The first pitch to Benny swung on a miss, strike 1. The next offering swung on and fouled off and out of play to the right side. 2 quick strikes on Benny, who struck out his first at bat. We're now 1 hour into this as the clock strikes 7. A lot of games have been going really quickly this year, including a 1 hour and 28 minute game that I was at Tokyo Dome earlier this week. The next offering down low and away. Ball 1, 2 strikes and a ball to Benny. Fourth offering misses just inside. Ball 2, 2 and 2 now the count. Takahashi's fifth offering. One bounder gets back, goes back to the backstop, as Kuda unable to block the ball, and Satozaki heads to second base. So full count now to Benny after two strikes and no balls. Runner now in scoring position. Shobu pitch. Ball up high and appeal to the first baseman that Benny might have swung, and the first baseman says no. So Benny draws a base on balls as he's able to hold up. That ball wasn't very high. That was borderline high. I give Takahashi credit for a good pitch there. Nonetheless, runners now at first and second. Nobody out. Aono coming up to the plate. Aono showing bunt. But does not bunt, swings away at the first pitch, and misses for strike one. Aono was showing bunt as he approached the plate. The next offering misses high and away. Ball one, one strike, one ball. I don't know, batting 400 against left-handed pitchers. The next offering swung on and lifted to shallow right field. Higashide goes back, calls for the ball, and makes the catch for out number one. So I don't know. Pops out to the second baseman for the first out. That'll bring up left fielder Takehara. Takehara batting 250, one home run, seven RBIs, 8 for 28. He's seen minimal playing time. Struck out swinging his first at bat. First pitch in there for a called strike one. A second offering in the dirt, blocked well by Kuda. To hold the runners. That evens the count up at 1-1. Next offering swung on and lined to center field. Ogata takes a step back, makes the catch, and throws it in, holding the two base runners to where they are. So we go from nobody out, runners at first and second, to two out, runners at first and second. That'll bring up pitcher Naruse. Naruse could really help his cause here. Naruse 0-for-1 on the season. That one being the strikeout in the second inning of this game. First pitch in there at the knees for a called strike one. The second offering swung on and grounded to the left side. And so Yogi makes a great play to keep the ball from going through, but he does not have a play anywhere. Naruse, his first hit of the season. An infield hit to the left side. So Yogi played the ball deep in the hole between second and third, almost behind the third baseman. So Naruse, a base hit, loads the bases for the Marines here in the fourth. And we go back to the top of the order in Nishioka. Tsuyoshi, two hits so far tonight. Singled in front of the center fielder and in front of left. Manui chance. First pitch in the dirt, blocked by Kuda. Ball one. Takahashi's been pretty good at getting the first pitch over for a strike. Second offering, swung on in line to center field, but Ogata comes in and makes the catch for out number three. So Tsuyoshi fails to come through here in the fourth with the bases loaded. And that's where they're stranded. So the Marines here in the fourth double their left on base count to six. And at the end of three and a half, continue to lead by a score of 1-0. Welcome back to Onomichi Kyujo. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Proyaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Chiba Lotte Marines lead by a score of 1-0. As we go to the Carps half of the fourth. The Carp will be sending up numbers 3, 4, and 5 batters. Kurihara, Arai, and Maeda. And Watanabe comes in to pitch for the Marines. I'm a little confused as to why that is. Oh. Not the pitcher. Watanabe's not the pitcher. Infielder Watanabe. Yes, Naruse is still on the mound. Okay. The first pitch to Kurihara, grounded to Tsuyoshi at short. Throws across the diamond in plenty of time for out number one. So one pitch, one out. here in the bottom of the fourth, and that'll bring up third baseman Arai. Watanabe takes over for Hori at second base. And I'm not sure why Hori is the next batter. The first pitch to Arai in there for a called strike one. Down the middle. Nice pitch. Notice they're throwing a lot of first pitch strikes. Next offering just misses down low. 1-1 now the count. The next offering swung on and line foul up the left field line. Two strikes and a ball now to Arai. The fourth offering misses outside. Ball two. 2-2 now the count. The next pitch called strike three at the knees. Arai thinks that he checked his swing and it was not a strike. I'm afraid he both swung and it was a strike. So I'm not sure if they're calling that a swinging strikeout or not. But it's strikeout number three for Naruse. And that'll bring up left fielder Maeda. Maeda batting 290 on the season, 7 home runs and 26 RBIs. First pitch catches the outside corner for a called strike one. Next offering misses for ball one. That evens the count up at 1-1. The third offering misses down low over the outside part of the plate. Ball two, one strike, two balls to Maeda. Nobody on, two down here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Carp trailing by one. 1-0. The fourth offering swung on and lifted high to the infield. Both Tsuyoshi and Watanabe calling for the ball, and it's Tsuyoshi who makes the catch behind the second base bag for out number three. So the Carp retired in order for the second time tonight. And at the end of four complete, continue trailing this one by a score of 1-0. Welcome back to Onomichi Kyujo. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Proyaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Watanabe Masato leads off for the Marines, 3 for 21 on the season, of 143 average. Takes first pitch for a called strike one. Watanabe came in replacing Hori defensively in the bottom of the fourth. Swings and misses at the next pitch. Strike two. The third offering just misses outside. Ball one. Two strikes and a ball to Watanabe. I'm afraid Bobby has me totally confused as to why Watanabe is in there now. Next pitch misses outside. Ball two. Two and two the count. The next pitch swung on a miss. Strike three. That's the fifth strikeout for Takahashi tonight. And we'll bring up first baseman Fukuda. Fukuda batting 296 with one home run and 17 RBIs on the season. Takes first pitch on the inside corner for a called strike one. Fukuda has flown out to right twice so far tonight. Next offering, swung on and fouled off and out of play to the right side. Two strikes on Fukuda. The third offering, swung on and lined over shortstop into left center field. That ball's going to the wall. Fukuda rounds first base. He heads into second. Standing up. So Fukuda, with nobody on, hits a double to the left center gap. And that'll bring up center fielder Sabato. Sabato batting 262, three home runs and 18 RBIs. The first offering in there for a called strike one. With Sabato at the plate and runners at first and third, Hori took off to second base. On the throw to second, Tsuyoshi then broke for home. Next pitch swung on a miss, or fouled off the catcher. Two quick strikes on Sabato. And despite Higashide cutting the ball off and throwing home, and a fairly good block by Kuda, Tsuyoshi managed to score the only run of the game on the double steal. Strikeout double steal. Next pitch misses inside. Ball one. Two strikes and a ball to Sabato. Takahashi's fourth offering swung on and fouled off and out of play to the right side. Count remains two strikes and a ball. The fifth offering misses low and away. Ball two. Two and two now the count. The 2-2 offering swung on and grounded to the left side. Pitcher Takahashi fields the ball. Throws to first base in time for the out. But Fukuda moves over to third base on the ground out. So two down, runner at third base now, and catcher Satozaki coming up to the plate. Satozaki batting .258, three home runs and 24 RBIs on the season. So far he's drawn a walk and reached on an error. First pitch misses inside, ball one. The next offering swung on and fouled off and out of play to the right side. That ball, did that leave the stadium? It's not a very large stadium. The 1-1 offering catches the outside corner for called strike two. The next offering misses just inside. Ball two. Crowd got a little excited there. The 2-2 pitch, and Satozaki throws his bat out at the ball, fouling it off. The bat goes out towards shortstop. Two, runner at third, two away. Next offering, swung on in line, back past the pitcher, into center field, base hit! Satozaki drives in the second run of the game with a comebacker up the middle. Putting the Marines up by a score of 2-0. And that'll bring up Benny. Benny batting .307, four home runs, 22 RBIs. Takes first pitch high and away. Ball one. So far today, Benny has struck out swinging and walked. Second offering misses outside. Ball two. No strikes, two balls. To Benny. The third offering. Ooh, where did that miss, ump? Curveball missed just a touch inside, maybe? Ooh, that looked like an awful good pitch. No strikes, three balls. Takahashi and Kuda have a right to object to that call, I think. Nonetheless, fourth offering. That one's over the outside corner for a called strike one. One strike, three balls to Benny. Two away, Marines have a runner at first and one run in so far in the inning. The fifth pitch misses way up and away. Ball four, so Benny draws his second walk of the night. That puts runners at first and second with two down and third baseman Aono coming up to the plate. Takashi's thrown 93 pitches so far, given up 2 runs, struck out 5, walked 3, and 4 and 2-thirds inning. He's pitcher of record on the losing side so far tonight. Aono steps in. First pitch over the outside corner. At the knees, called strike one. The second offering swung on and fouled back. Kuda starts to chase it, but that ball goes out of play. 2 quick strikes on Aono. The third offering swung on and fouled off to the right side. First baseman Kurihara giving chase. He slides and makes the catch in front of the first base dugout. A fine sliding catch in foul territory by Kurihara. Ends the inning. But not before the Marines get a run on Satozaki's comeback line drive up the middle to take a 2-0 lead. Welcome back to Onomichi. As the sun has set, a full moon is rising over the outfield. Sun not quite set fully, as Onomichi in western Japan only has one time zone. Yet, the sun definitely sets at different times from one end to the other. For the Carp, here in the fifth inning, they'll be sending up numbers 6, 7, and 8 batters. Ogata, Hirose, and Kuda. Ogata, batting 186, leads off. Singled to left his first at bat. Stormy weather in the Kanto area, but a beautiful full moon of an evening in Onomichi. First pitch swung on and lifted to right field. Benny, one step forward, one step back, and makes the catch for out number one. So one pitch, one out here in the fifth. That'll bring up Hirose, batting 200, even now, as he struck out swinging his first at-bat. The first offering, inside corner at the knees, called strike one. The second offering swung on a missed. At the outside pitch, two quick strikes on Hidose. The third offering swung on and fouled off and out of play to the right side. Hidose stays alive against Naruse. The fourth offering swung on a miss, strike three. So Hidose goes down swinging twice in a row. And we've got two quick outs here in the fifth. That'll bring up catcher Kuda. Kuda batting 250, 3 home runs, 12 RBIs on the season. Takes first pitch up high. Ball one. Kuda popped out too short his first at bat. Takes the next pitch in there for a called strike one. 1-1 now the count. The third offering swung on and fouled off and out of play to the right side as Binnie and Fukuda give up on their chases. The pitcher, Takahashi, in the dugout, not swinging a bat. The next offering misses outside. Ball two. That evens the count up at 2-2. 2-2, two down. Nobody on for the Carp here in the bottom of the fifth. Next pitch swung on and grounded to the left side. It's Aono cutting Tsuyoshi off and throwing across the diamond in time for out number three. So the Carp retired in order for the second time in a row, and the third time this game. At the end of five complete now, the Chivalote Marines lead this one by a score of 2-0. While the ground crew comes out to clean up the grounds, let's have a quick review, for those of you just joining us, of the scoring of the game. In the top of the first inning, Nishioka led off with a single to center. Hori followed with a single to left. Fukuda popped out to right field. And Tsuyoshi touched up at second and moved over to third base. With Sabato at the plate, full count, the eighth pitch to Sabato. Sabato struck out swinging, but Hori broke for second base. The throw to second base was cut off by second baseman Higashide, who threw home. Kuda blocked Tsuyoshi coming home from third as best he could, but Tsuyoshi both went through that block and the ball got away from Kuda, allowing the first run to score on a double steal. Next, in the fifth inning, top the Chivalote Marines. With one out, Fukuda doubled to left center. He moved to third base on a ground out to the pitcher by Sabato. And Satozaki hit a line drive back up the middle past the pitcher Takahashi to drive in Fukuda. And that's all the scoring so far tonight. Chivalote Marines here in the sixth inning will be sending up numbers 8, 9, and 1 batters Takehara, the pitcher spot, and Tsuyoshi Nishioka. Nippon Ham in Yokohama called no game at Yokohama Stadium. They had started the game when a huge thunderstorm, a lightning and thunderstorm, came through Yokohama. For safety reasons, more than anything else, more than the amount of water being dropped, they called the game. Otherwise, SoftBank leads the Giants in the fifth inning. Yakult leads Oryx 4-1 in the fourth. The Giants SoftBank. SoftBank leads 3-0 over the Giants at Tokyo Dome. Yakult at Jingu leads Oryx 4-1. Chunichi and Nocten are tied 2-2 in the fourth inning. Hanshin leads Seibu 4-2 at Koshien. And here at Onomichi, the Hiroshima Toyo Carp trailed the Chivalote Marines by a score of 0-2. Or 2-0 in Chiva's favor, if you prefer. Hasegawa comes in to pitch for the Carp. He's thrown in 7 games, has a 6.49 ERA, 1-1 in wins losses columns. And he comes in the catcher spot as Ishihara takes over behind the plate and will lead off the next inning. So the Carp, a battery change. Looking forward to the bottom of the sixth. And Takahata leads off for the Marines. He stands in. Takahata so far has struck out swinging and flew out to the center. Takes first pitch by Hasegawa for a called strike one. The next offering swung on and lined into center field. One bound, two bound, base hit. So Takehara, his first hit of the night. And that'll bring up the pitcher spot. Narise, 1-2 so far this game and this season. And he's going to be hitting for himself with a 2-0 lead and runner at first base. Notice an infield hit. With a runner at first base, he should be bunting. He squares to bunt as Hasegawa comes set. The first pitch is bunted under the catcher and back to the backstop. Strike one. Oh. Hasegawa, second pitcher for the Carp on the mound. Nadase showing bunt, and he bunts the ball well in front of the catcher. Catcher looks at second, but throws to first base, and the sacrifice bunt is successful. So Nadase does his job, moving Takehata over to second base, and that brings us to the top of the order in Tsuyoshi. The Marines have a runner in scoring position. Tsuyoshi batting .313, one home run and 14 RBIs. 2-for-3 tonight. Pair of singles and flown out to center. First pitch misses up high. Ball one. Tsuyoshi successfully pulling off the double steal from third base and the first for the first run. Next offering swung on and fouled off and out of play to the left side. 1-1 the count. One offering swung on and lifted to left center field. Left fielder Maeda coming over, but it's Ogata who calls for the ball. Two-way. Tsuyoshi flies out to center for his second time tonight. Runner at second, two down, and that'll bring up Watanabe. Masato. Watanabe came in defensively in the fourth inning, replacing second baseman Hori. Ah! Pinch hitter! It's Heiuchi pinch hitting for Watanabe. Takes first pitch high and away. Ball one. The next offering swung on and lifted to the left side. Third baseman Arai in foul territory makes the catch, and the Marines are down here in the sixth. So they get a one hit and strand another base runner, their ninth of the evening. And after 5.5, Chibolote Marines continue to lead this one by a score of 2-0. Welcome back to Onomichi Kyujo. I'm Mike Westbay, your host for Proyaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. A beautiful evening in western Japan. whereas Yokohama was stormed out. Big thunder and lightning storm in Yokohama. Got a full moon here in Onomichi. Narase finishes his warm-up pitches, and he'll be facing Ishihara, who came in defensively in the top of the inning in the number 9 slot, followed by the top of the order in Soyogi and Higashide. Narase so far has thrown 7 pitches through 5 innings. Ishihara batting .269, 2 home runs and 6 RBIs in limited play. A first offering, curveball misses high and in, ball 1. The second offering swung on and fouled off and out of play to the right side. 1-1 the count. The third pitch swung on and lined up the right field line, but foul. Two strikes and a ball the count to Ishihara. The fourth offering, and Ishihara reaches for the ball, poking it into right field. Base hit. So Ishihara going with the ball, reaches out and touches that one, lining it into right field for a leadoff single for the Carp. That'll bring up shortstop Soyogi at the top of the Carp order. That's just the second hit for the Carp tonight. Soyogi batting .260. Moda show yesterday. That's when you get 3 hits or more. So far tonight, he's grounded out to short and walked. Heiuchi for the Marines has stayed in at second base. The first pitch to Soyogi misses for ball 1. The second offering misses inside. Ball 2. No strikes, 2 balls to Soyogi with runner at first base and nobody out. The third offering catches the outside corner, called strike 1. The fourth offering swung on and fouled off to the right side and out of play. Two and two now the count. The 2-2 offering swung on and fouled off and out of play again to the right side. Count remains 2-2. A 2-2 pitch. Bit high, but swung on and fouled off again. That one would have been ball three. So count remains 2-2. As Hoyogi fouls that one off. Runner at first base is catcher Ishihara, second catcher of the night for the Carp. Next offering, swung on and grounded to third base. Oh no, to second for one, the relay to first, not in time. So the runner at first base is exchanged. Soyogi, a threat to steal. Now on first base, and that brings up second baseman Higashide. Higashide batting 281, no home runs and 4 RBIs on the season. 0 for 2 tonight. Flown out to right and center. A first pitch, misses low and away. Ball 1. The second offering, that one's down the middle. Strike one. 1-1 now the count. One and one, one away. Throw over to first base. One and one, one down, runner at first base. Carp trailing by 2 here in the bottom of the 6th. Next pitch swung on and grounded to the right side. Second baseman Heiuchi up with the ball, throws to second for 1, but no relay. So once again, fielder's choice cuts down the lead runner. So runner first base, now it changed to Higashide. And that'll bring up first baseman Kurihara. Kurihara batting 317 with 9 home runs. 0 for 2 tonight, flown out to center and grounded out to short. Takes first pitch low and away, ball 1. Not to say after going for so long getting first pitch over for a strike has thrown first pitch ball to every batter this inning. Second offering, misses up high, and away, ball 2. No strikes, 2 balls. Third offering, misses just outside. Ball 3, no strikes, 3 balls. The fourth offering catches the inside corner, strike 1. Slider catching the inside corner. The fifth offering called strike 2, a little late by the umpire. On the outside corner, Narusei. Playing with the corners. That one really looked like ball four to me, but nonetheless, full count, two down. Runner first base, next pitch, swung on and fouled off and out of play to the right side. Count remains full. Shobu pitch, swung on and lifted high to the infield. Fukuda giving chase, and in front of the first base dugout, makes the catch for out number three. So the Carp here in the sixth. They managed to get their second hit of the game, but strand their third base runner. At the end of six complete now, Chibolote Marines continue to lead this one by a score of 2-0. Welcome back to Onomichi Kyujo. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for ProYaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Chibolote Marines lead this one by a score of 2-0. Hasegawa on the mound for his second inning of work for the Carp. Starting pitcher Takahashi charged with first two runs. First pitch to leadoff batter Fukuda is swung on and lifted to the left side. Third baseman Adai gives chase, but ball goes into the stands for foul ball. Fukuda batting 303 on the season, one home run and 17 RBIs. Doubled in the fifth inning and came around to score the Marines' second run. The clock strikes 8, Japan Standard Time. And Fukuda takes strike two on the inside corner. We're in the seventh inning. This game on a three-hour course. Next offering misses inside. Ball one. One strike, or two strikes, three balls. Two strikes, one ball. The fourth pitch in the dirt. Blocked by Ishihara. Ball two, 2-2 now the count. Ishihara, the second catcher of the night, as when the pitcher was changed in the sixth, so was the bat, was the catcher. 2-2 pitch, swung on and fouled off of Fukuda's left foot. Do it again at 2-2. Fukuda leading off the top of the seventh inning for the Chibolote Marines, leading by a score of 2-0. Catcher sets up low and away. Pitch, low and away, swung on and grounded through the left side into left field. Base hit. Fukuda goes with the pitch. The other way, grounding it through the left side for Fukuda's second hit of the night. And the Marines' eighth hit. With runner at first base now, Sabato comes up. Sabato batting 260 with three home runs on the season. The first offering to Sabato misses up high. Sabato checks his swing. So far tonight, Sabato has struck out swinging, grounded into a force out to short, and advanced runner while grounding out to the pitcher in the fifth. Next offering swung on, fouled off, and out of play to the right side. And Fukuda was running on the pitch, so Fukuda will return to first. Kobayashi warming up in the Marines' pen. Chiba's closer getting loose for the ninth. The 1-1 offering misses high and tight. Ball two. One strike, two balls to count. To Sabato, Marines' number four batter tonight. I say tonight because that's not always the case. Bobby Valentine has more lineups than any other team. And Fukuda with a late jump on the high pitch is thrown out without... he's thrown out by several meters. Not exactly sure what was going on there, but Fukuda caught stealing for out number one. The next offering is swung on and fouled back, bringing the count full. The next offering swung on and lifted to the infield. And it's second baseman Higashide who camps under the ball and makes a catch for out number two. That'll bring up catcher Satozaki. Satozaki has walked, reached on an error, and hit an RBI single up the middle, scoring Fukuda in the fourth for the Marines' second run. First pitch in the dirt, swung on and missed. Strike one. The next offering misses up high. Ball one. 1-1 the count. The third offering misses high and outside. Ball two. One strike, two balls the count to Satozaki. Two-way, nobody on for the Marines here in the top of the seventh. Next pitch misses low and away. Ball three. One strike, three balls. SoftBank leads the Giants 3-0 at Tokyo Dome in the seventh inning. Yakult at Jingu leads Ortiz 4-1. That game in a delay. The next offering swung on and hit into foul territory. Ishihara giving chase, but the ball goes into the stands. Foul ball. That brings the count full. Chunichi leads the Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles 4-2 in the fifth inning at Toyobashi. And in the sixth inning at Koshien, Hanshin leads Seibu 4-3. Next pitch misses down low, and Satozaki draws his second base on balls of the night. He's reached base all four times this evening. So the Marines with a two-out base runner, and that'll bring up right fielder Benny, batting 307, four home runs and 22 RBIs. First offering to Benny, misses inside. Ball one. Benny last night at Hiroshima Shimin Kyujo hit Gyakuten, two-run home run to right field, put the Marines up 4-3, and that's where the game stayed. Second offering, swung on and lifted deep to right center field. Right fielder Hirose going back at the warning track, makes the catch for out number three. So Benny gives the ball a ride, and the fans a thrill here at Onomichi Kyujo. But Hirose able to bring it in right for the final out of the inning. Still, the Chibolote Marines strand their 10th base runner of the ninth, and after 6.5, continue to lead this one by a score of 2-0. Welcome back to Onomichi Kyujo. I'm Michael West Bay, your host for ProYaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We don't have enough people to clean up the balloons here in the seventh inning, so we've got a short delay while the staff cleans up the balloons that the fans let loose for the Carps' lucky seven. Carp here in the seventh inning will be sitting up numbers 4, 5, and 6 batters, Arai, Maeda, and Ogata. Arai batting 257 with 14 home runs on the season. Flown out to right and struck out swinging so far tonight. Leads off. Narase's first pitch swung on and lined past first baseman Fukuda into right field. Base hit. The third hit of the night for the Carp. And the leadoff man is on for Hiroshima here in their lucky seven. That'll bring up left fielder Maeda. The Carp may be losing this one, but you certainly can't tell by the fans. The fans are having a great time out here. This is really one of the things that I really like about Japanese baseball, is that they do go around to all these third-party rural stadiums, bringing baseball to fans who can't normally watch baseball, and you can tell that these fans really appreciate it. First pitch to Maeda in there for a called strike one. Oh, you know, warming up in the Marines bullpen. Second offering, misses just a little high, ball one. That evens the count up at 1-1. These rural stadiums don't hold nearly as many people as the home stadiums of all the teams. Next pitch, over the outside part of the plate, called strike two. Two strikes and a ball to Maeda. So despite that, for the bottom line, it may not be that profitable to go out to the countryside to hold games. The Japanese professional baseball, they do it. Next pitch fouled off to the left side. Count remains, two strikes and a ball to Maeda. The Japanese professional teams still go out and do it, bringing baseball to people who wouldn't normally be able to see it. And I just think that is the best thing they can do. Next pitch, swung on and line toward left field, but Tsuyoshi jumps with just the right timing, grabbing the ball, stealing a base hit from Maeda. So Maeda lines out to Tsuyoshi, a great jump, perfect timing to grab the ball for out number one. Arai back in time to first, no throw, and that brings up Ogata. First pitch swung on and fouled off to the right side, strike one. Ogata so far is single to left and flown out to right. The second offering swung on and lifted to right, shallow right field in foul territory. Fukuda going back on the grass in foul territory makes the catch for out number two. So Ogata fouls out to first, and that'll bring up right fielder Hirose. That was Naruse's 99th pitch of the evening. He struck out four tonight. The first pitch to Hirose in there for a called strike one. The second offering misses down low. Ball one, 1-1 the count. Runner at first base, two down. The next offering swung on a miss, strike two. A big swing and a miss by Hirose. Two strikes and a ball now. Hirose so far tonight has struck out swinging twice. Satozaki sets up outside. The pitch over the outside part of the plate swung on and fouled off and out of play. Arai was running on the pitch. Arai goes back to first base. The fifth offering misses high and away. Ball two. 2-2 now the count. Naruse says yes to the first sign he gets, and Hirose steps out. Two and two, two out, runner at first base. Next offering, swung on and grounded through the right side, base hit. So Hirose singles to right. Almost hits Arai. That puts runners at first and second, and pinch hitter Morikasa coming up to the plate. Morikasa batting 274, one home run and 12 RBIs. The first offering to Morikasa, in there at the knees, called strike one. The second offering swung on and fouled out of play to the right side. Two quick strikes on pinch hitter Morikasa. Two strikes, two down, two on. Third offering, high pitch, swung on a missed. Strike three. And Naruse wins the battle, stranding two. Carp on the bases. And after seven complete now, the Chivalote Marines continue to lead this one by a score of 2-0. Welcome back to Onomichi Kyujo. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Proyaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Hinoike taking over for the Carp on the mound this inning. He's thrown in 7 games. No wins, no losses, no saves. 4.50 ERA. Hinoike, the third pitcher of record for the Carp this evening. Takahashi started off the game, threw 5 innings, gave up 2 runs. Hasegawa took over for the 6th and 7th, not allowing any runs. And now Hinoike takes over on the mound. He'll be facing the bottom of the Marines order in Aono, Takehara, and the pitcher spot. Chivalote Marines leading this one by a score of 2-0. Aono stands in, batting 253. 0-3 tonight. Grounded out to third. Popped out to second and fouled out to first. Takes first pitch for a called strike one. Aono taking over at third base for the injured Imae. Imae fractured the bone just between the pinky finger and ring finger on his left hand. Next pitch, swung on a miss, strike two. 2 quick strikes on Aono. Hinoike pitching from the stretch, third offering. In the dirt, outside, swung on a miss, strike three. So Aono becomes strikeout victim number one of Hinoike. And that'll bring up left fielder Takehara. Left-handed Hinoike on the mound for the Carp. First pitch to Takehara. Big swing and a miss. Strike one. Batting 265. 1 home run and 7 RBIs. Takahata playing left tonight. The second offering swung on and fouled off to the left side. Two quick strikes on Takahata. Hidoike's third offering just misses low and away. Ball three. Ooh, I was looking for a six-pitch, two-strikeout. Nonetheless, pitch number four is swung on and grounded through the left side. Base hit. So Takahata, his second hit of the evening, puts runner first base with one out and the pitcher spot coming up. Takahata is also coming out for a pinch runner. Looks like Hayakawa. Yes, Hayakawa coming in to pinch hit for the pitcher. The first pitch to Hayakawa misses outside. Ball one. And on first base, pinch running is Daita. Valentine Kontoku looking to put this game away here in the eighth, leading 2-0 with one out and a runner at first base. Valentine Kontoku wanting an insurance run. Next pitch swung on and grounded through past a diving Higashide into center field. Base hit. So with one out, back-to-back base hits by the Marines, put runners at first and second with one away. And we're back to the top of the order in Tsuyoshi. Tsuyoshi batting 311, one home run, 14 RBIs on the season. 2-for-4 tonight. First pitch misses down low. Ball one. Nishioka so far, single to center, single to left, and flew out to center twice this evening. The second offering misses down low. Ball two. No strikes, two balls to count to Tsuyoshi. With runners in scoring position, batting 348, no home runs and 13 RBIs. That's 16 for 46. The third offering swung on a grounder to the right side. Second baseman fields the ball. His only play is to first base. So Tsuyoshi grounds out to second base for out number two, moving the runners along to second and third. With the wet dirt infield and the ball being grounded right into it, the ball didn't get to the second baseman in time for him to have a play at second base to attempt a double play. Tanaka comes up to pinch hit for Heiuchi, who was a pinch hitter himself. So with two down, Valentine going for broke. Second pinch hitter of the inning. The next offering in there for a called strike one. First pitch was the ball, by the way. 1-1 now the count. The third offering swung on a grounder to the right side, but right to Higashide, who throws to first base in time for the final out of the inning. And the Marines are retired in the eighth. So the Marines here in the eighth get a pair of base hits, but strand the pair. After 7.5 now, Marines continue to hold on to their 2-0 lead. Welcome back to Onomichi Kyujo. I'm Mike Westbay, your host for Proyaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the bottom of the eighth inning. Marines up by a score of 2-0. Yabuta comes in to pitch for the Marines this inning. He has a 1-1 average, or 1-1 record, with a 2.05 ERA. This is the Marines' winning pattern. Yabuta, pass on to Kobayashi. Leading off for the Carp this inning, number 9 batter, catcher Ishihara. Then we go back to the top of the order in Soyogi and Higashide. Ishihara has only had one at-bat so far tonight. And he singled to right. Takes first pitch by Yabuta for a called strike one. Yabuta's second offering swung on and lifted to center field. Center fielder Sabado over toward right. Has the ball in his sights and pulls it in for out number one. That brings us back to the top of the order. in Soyogi. Tanaka, who came into the game to pinch hit for Heiuchi, stays in at second base. The first offering to Soyogi in there for a called strike one. The next offering, big swing and a miss. Strike two. So two quick strikes on Soyogi, who has grounded out to short, reached on the base on balls, and reached on an error. Oh no, fielder's choice. The next pitch swung on, fouled off to the left side. Count remains. Two strikes, no balls. The next pitch just misses the outside corner. These umpires don't give anything close on two strikes, no balls. The next offering swung on a ground ball just in front of home plate. Satozaki fields the ball, throws to first base in time, but the ball got away from the first baseman, and Brown Kontoku's coming out to argue. It was a great play by catcher Satozaki to get the ball to first base at all, and let alone in time. The ball going straight down into the slightly damp field. Ball just between the pitcher and catcher. I don't know. Looking at the replay, I think that Fukuda did have control of the ball. He had it in his glove. He picked up his arm, and the ball came sailing out of his glove. Ooh, the umpire, though, said that no, he did not have control of the ball, and the first base umpire has been overruled. So Soyogi reaches on an error by the first baseman, I take it. It was in his glove. So with one out, the Carp have a runner at first base. A fine play by Satozaki. And I thought a good scoop by Fukuda, too. I think the umpire might have gotten that one wrong, though. Nonetheless, second baseman Higashide comes up with a runner at first and one out. First pitch on the inside part of the plate, called strike one. The second offering misses outside, ball one. 1-1 now the count to Higashide. Soyogi, a threat to steal a first. The next offering swung on and lifted to shallow center field. Shortstop goes out, as does the second baseman, and it's shortstop Tsuyoshi, who makes the catch behind the second base bag. in shallow center field. Two-way. So that'll bring up number three batter, Kurihara, first baseman. Kurihara batting 316, 9 home runs, 32 RBIs on the season. Flown out to center, grounded out to short, and fouled out to first. First pitch in the dirt, ball one. With runners on, Kurihara batting 360 without runners, 286. A second offering swung on and fouled back to the backstop. One and one the count to Kurihara. A 1-1 offering swung on and lifted to right field. Benny, or not Benny. Who's in right now? Sabato in right. Goes back and makes the catch for out number three. That hit was way too long for Benny. So Kurihara ends the inning with a fly out to right. The Carps strand their sixth base runner of the game, and after eight complete, continue to trail by two to nothing. Welcome back to Onomichi Kyujo. I'm Mike Westby, your host for Proyaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. For the Marines, here in the ninth, they'll be sending up numbers 3, 4, and 5 batters, Fukuda, Sabato, and Satozaki. The first pitch to Fukuda, swung on and fouled off and out of play to the left side. Hito Ike working his second inning on the mound for Hiroshima. The second offering misses inside, ball one. One strike, one ball. Chibolote Marines leading this one by a score of 2-0. The third offering swung on and grounded to the right side, but foul. Between the first base bag and first base coach's box. Hiroike pitching from the stretch. Fourth offering swung on and fouled off Fukuda's back foot. Count remains, two strikes and a ball. Pace slowing down in the last couple of innings. Next pitch swung on, fouled off toward the first base dugout. Count remains, two strikes and a ball. Hiroike comes set, his sixth offering. Swung on and grounded foul toward the first base dugout again. Two strikes and a ball, it remains. Seventh offering, low and away, swung on and missed. Strike three. That's the second strikeout for Hiroike tonight. And that'll bring up number four batter, Sabado. But before that, Brown Kantoku heads out to the mound and asks for the ball. So it looks like Hiroike was just in there for one batter. And it's Marte coming in from the bullpen to take over on the mound. Marte so far this year has thrown in 8 games. Scoring so far in this game, Chibolote Marines scored the first run in the first inning, as Tsuyoshi and Hori hit back-to-back singles leading off the inning. Tsuyoshi was moved over to third base on a fly ball to right by Fukuda. And as Sabado struck out swinging, Hori broke for second. On the throw to second, Tsuyoshi broke for home. And the double steal was successful for the Marines, scoring their first run. Then with one out in the fifth, Fukuda doubled to left center, was moved to third on a ground out by Sabado, and Satozaki hit a comebacker up the middle to plate Fukuda from third. Sabado stands in. Marte's first pitch just high enough to be called strike one. 1 strike, no balls. The next offering, low over the outside corner, swung on and missed. Strike 2. So 2 quick strikes on Sabado. Here in the ninth, nobody on, 1 out. Third offering, swung on and fouled off to the left side. Ball rolls slowly to the Lotte dugout on the third base side. Marte has a nice quick pace, as opposed to Hiroike's extremely slow pace. Fourth offering also fouled off, this one to the right side this time. Two strikes, no balls. Marte just throwing strikes. Fifth offering, swung on a miss. Strike three. Strikeout number one for Marte. And that'll bring up Satozaki with two down and nobody on. Satozaki batting .263, three home runs and 25 RBIs. The first offering misses low and away, ball one. Satozaki so far has drawn a pair of base on balls, reached on an error, and singled up the middle. That single up the middle, the second Marine run of the game. Next offering swung on and grounded to third base. Arai up with the ball, throws across the diamond in plenty of time for out number three, and the Marines are retired in order for the second time this game, I believe. Yes, that's the second time the Marines have been retired in order tonight. And we're going to the bottom of the ninth. Kobayashi in the Marines' bullpen throws one more pitch before he gets called in to close. So we're going to the bottom of the ninth inning. Hiroshima down by two. Welcome back to Onomichi Kyujo. I'm Michael Westby, your host for ProYaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Kobayashi has been called in. Kobayashi Masahide, that is. They have so many of them. It's kind of hard to keep track of them all sometimes. Nonetheless, I forgot to warn Bobby that I was watching tonight, because when I watch, Kobayashi tends to blow a save. We'll see what happens tonight. Kobayashi has thrown in 20 games, 1-1, 12 saves, which is second in the Pacific League, and a 1.31 ERA. Mahara of the SoftBank Hawks has 16 saves and is in first. And Nocton's something Mori is tied with him with 12. Nonetheless, he faces numbers 4, 5, and 6 in the carp order. Adai, Maeda, and Ogata. First pitch to Adai. Catches the outside corner for a called strike one. Adai batting 261, 14 home runs, and 38 RBIs. Fukumori, former Bay Star, double closer just before Sasaki. My mind's going or something. Next pitch, swung on a miss, strike two. Ball low and away. Had a thy fool. The third offering in the dirt bounces off of Satozaki's chest after bouncing in front of the plate. Two strikes and a ball. The count to Arai. The next offering. Check swing. Swung on a miss. Strike three. Arai unable to hold up. That's out number one. Low outside pitch. That brings up left fielder Maeda. Maeda a bit more difficult to fool. The first offering catches the inside corner for a called strike one. Maeda also rather selective until there are two strikes anyway. The second offering swung on and grounded through the middle, base hit. So the carp put a runner on board. That brings the tying run to the plate. And the person of center fielder, Ogata. Maeda has 44 more hits to reach the 2,000 plateau. That countdown just starting. Clock strikes 9, Japan Standard Time. Ogata, no home runs on the year, stands in. First pitch low and away in the dirt, blocked well by Satozaki to keep Maeda at first. No strike and a ball. Runner at first, one out. Ogata at the plate. Second offering, swung on and fouled back to the backstop. 1-1. Kida swinging the bat in the on-deck circle. The 1-1 offering swung on and lifted to right field. The ball going back. Right fielder Sabato at the warning track makes the catch for out number two. So Kida is officially announced as the pinch hitter. Ikeda with his first home run as a professional yesterday. Kobayashi steps off the mound, and Satozaki's going out partway to make sure that the two of them are on the same wavelength. Kobayashi has his sign, come set. First pitch. One bounder off the plate, blocked by Satozaki. Ball one. Did I mention that Kobayashi struggles when I watch? The second offering, over the outside part of the plate at the knees, strike one, 1-1 now the count. Kobayashi comes set. The 1-1 offering, low and away, ball two. One strike, two balls. The fourth offering misses inside, ball three. One strike, three balls. The count to Kida. Next pitch. One bounder and it goes through Satozaki's legs. Not that it really matters, but... Maeda trots to second base, rounds it, and holds on the base on balls. So, no harm by the pass ball there. Other than walking the tying run. So two down, runners at first and second now. And Morikasa, who came in the game as a pinch hitter, stayed in right field. Comes up to bat, takes first pitch on the outside corner for a called strike one. The second offering swung on and fouled off and out of play. Two quick strikes on Morikasa. Matsumoto is in as a pinch runner at first base. Next offering, swung on and lined up the left field line. If it's fair, it's trouble. And it curves foul. Count remains two strikes, no balls. Let's slicing line drive up the left field line, sliced foul. The next offering misses for ball one. Two strikes and a ball. Next pitch swung on and lined over second baseman into right field, but Sabato on the run coming in makes the catch. Underhanded basket catch coming in. For out number three, Kobayashi gives a deep bow to right fielder Sabato for coming in and making the catch there. And ending the threat. So that does it for the Hiroshima Carp. Here in this game, the Chibolote Marines take it by a score of 2-0. Chibolote Marines, 2 runs on 10 hits. They committed 1 error, I thought. For the Hiroshima Toyo Carp, no runs on 6 hits. They committed 2 errors. Let's see. The Chibolote Marines stranded 12 base runners. Hiroshima stranded 8. In other games, really quick, the Giants have a 7-3 lead over the Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks at Tokyo Dome in the 9th inning. It's a final at Jingu. Yakult defeated Oryx by a score of 4-1. Yokohama Nippon Ham were called a no game, as a huge lightning and thunderstorm came rolling through Yokohama, canceling that one. Chunichi leads Dakuten 10-2 in the 7th inning at Toyobashi. At Koshien, the Hanshin Tigers lead the Seibu Lions by a score of 6-3. Hanshin batting in the 8th there. And once again, here at Onomichi Kyujo, it was the Chibolote Marines defeating the Hiroshima Toyo Carp by a score of 2-0. I'd like to thank all of you for joining me this evening, live and via podcast. ProYaku Live is a production of JapaneseBaseball.com and is distributed under the Creative Commons license. You may copy, redistribute, and or rebroadcast in whole or in part in any way you wish, provided that you give credit to JapaneseBaseball.com. This is Michael Westbay, your host, wishing you a good one. Take care.